State Farm Insurance knows that understanding and investing in our cultural identity is paramount in protecting our future. We know what it's like to go from nothing to something, to wish that we had better financial literacy when we were younger. Luckily, State Farm is here to help with funding programs like Project Ready, which is committed to education achievement and has already awarded over $11 million in scholarship offers to Black and Brown youth since 2021. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news. Sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit spectrum.com/bigdeal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.
Big Bang and DJ Scream bring you Big Facts, the hottest podcast in the streets. Visit the new website today, www.bigfactspod.com.
Live from First Class House, it's DJ Scream, Big Bang, Baby J, Kodak, Duct Tape, Dave. It's Big.
Shot Jonesen over there.
Shot Jonesen in the cut.
Shot Jonesen over there. What's up, Jonesen?
Cash Easy
and
the Heezy.
Hey, it's going down. Big Facts. Big Facts Jones. Fridays.
What's that? Chocolate?
Big Facts Fridays.
Don't sit in here. Fuck that.
Come on, Shy. Join the party. Big Facts Fridays.
You can lean and holler at my mic. You can lean and talk at my mic.
First off, we just...
Definitely hold mine.
Our wellness check.
Hold your mic. Shit, bro.
The wellness check. Everybody good?
For sure.
Call that hungry, man. Okay. You hungry, bro?
Yeah, bro.
We all are.
Hey. Niggas was hungry.
Yeah, you don't count. You cool, but he
I done
he
inspired
different.
Kodak, though, man. Kodak be in the gym every morning. My nigga told me he's seen.
Kodak's probably, yeah, niggas be in that motherfucker working out.
No, that's why I say you be in there every morning.
Yeah.
What you be doing?
Shit, he got me doing some push-ups in that moment. That nigga, he be going hard.
Who?
Bar head.
Oh, so y'all be working together?
Yeah.
Oh, I ain't know that.
Y'all be in there in the bags in the morning.
Okay, small hair.
Yeah.
That's not my brother.
Hey, y'all, let's get into this shit because these definitions are finna make y'all cry.
Go ahead.
Cookies
and
stuff.
No food.
Shit, we gotta make do with what we got.
Well, I'm starving myself to get skinny.
Me too. Word of the day.
What? Let's go, Jay. The word of the day,
word
is,
of
lust,
the day
right?
Is lust.
Lust.
So the textbook Saltine definition of lust is it has four meanings according to this: an intense sexual desire or appetite, uncontrolled or illicit sexual desire or appetite, a passionate or overmastering desire or craving, usually followed by for lust or power, ardent enthusiasm, zest or relish. In the verb format, it's to have intense sexual desire, to have a yearning or desire, or to have a strong or excessive craving for sexual things.
Niggas horny, man.
Now, when you get to the urban definition is
urban,
the feeling you get when you see someone and all you want to do is fuck the shit out of them.
That's the most urbanist definition.
That sums it up, right? That sums it up. And I usually don't agree with the urban.
Break it all the way down to the bottom. What that lead to?
A baby.
I'm saying
what? The topic. Negroes.
Okay. So
booty
basically,
booty call.
The topic is what we're trying to figure out. This shit closed down on me. 3 a.m.
If it's 3 a.m. are those booty call hours?
Is it automatically booty call?
Is it automatically booty call hours? If it's
no.
Well, that's
the question is. Does pulling up at booty call hours always mean that it's a booty call? Or do you pull up at 3 a.m. just to chill?
If a woman pull up at 3 a.m. just to chill with you, she just got done getting beat.
That's what? Disrespectful.
That's cap.
That's
cap.
You not
bullshit. That's cap. That's not true.
I don't agree.
We'll agree. We'll agree. That's extreme. That's extreme. Yeah.
You can just pull up and chill though, bro.
That's a cold bitch if she just got fucked by somebody else and she pull up on you to fuck
Atlanta,
again.
Atlanta, that's crazy. Nah, she pull up on you to chill. You're not getting no coochie. You just
if she wants to chill after she just got beat out, then whoever beat her out didn't do a good job of beating.
She's still about to be asleep.
That's extreme.
Hell yeah. Gee, dead to the world. Till tomorrow.
That's extreme.
It depends on the relationship that y'all have.
No.
It depends
on
the relationship y'all have.
Yeah.
At 3 a.m. Yeah. Because if you one of my little that I fuck with, you call me just be like, I want to come lay with you. Come on, we ain't got to fuck.
What are you talking about?
Y'all say, is it always booty call at 3 a.m.? What you talking about?
That's the topic.
Right? Is it always a booty call if we call at 3 a.m.?
Is somebody you ain't never hit before? You
say? No, I say it depends on the relationship.
Oh, yeah. But if you don't hit them before, then it
yeah, that's what I'm saying. Oh, yeah. But if I ain't never fucked you 3 a.m., you trying
about,
to fuck.
They talk about friend zone. Want to come really watch a movie.
Oh, nah.
Yeah, that's what we talk about.
Time to fuck.
But wait, hold on. Let me play devil's advocate. Mm-mm. No, because sometimes, as girls, sometimes you just want to smoke. So, like, if you like.
You ain't finna be smoking my shit at no 3 o'clock.
Right. Smoking like morning. Or 2 a.m. Or 1 a.m. Or midnight.
Not 3 a.m., not 2 a.m., not 1 a.m., not 12 a.m.
Yeah. Really, after the sun go down is a wrap.
The cutoff of that is what? 9.
Like, sun go down is a wrap.
Like some girls, when they leave a club with their homies or whatever, and then they just like, we may pull up on so-and-so house to like smoke some weed or whatever.
So y'all gonna smoke my shit?
Right.
That shit definitely happens.
That's some homegirl shit, though. Yeah, that could happen, though.
Definitely.
Because we could be at the spot.
Yeah.
Like, yeah.
At the spot. Don't pull up to my house, my condo.
The house.
At no 3 o'clock, smoke no blunt. If I'm at the spot, y'all pull up.
Spot is a mutual thing.
Yeah, okay.
But even with that, pulling up on somebody at 3 in the morning to smoke, weed doesn't make you horny?
Yes. No, I mean, not like, no. I mean, I smoke all day.
But nah, if they leaving the club and we already up, smoking.
That's what I'm just saying.
Like these smoking ass niggas at the spot. I'm going to pull up on y'all.
Smoking. If it's a spot full of niggas, okay, yeah, I can see that possibly.
Come to your house, that shit different.
But we talking about
one on one.
No,
yeah,
one
I don't think nobody pulling up at 3 in the morning, 1 on 1. Like,
exactly.
Hey, let's smoke a blunt.
Let's watch Netflix. Bitch, you finna watch Netflix.
But if I'm already been hitting you, we already got what we got going on.
You can
pull and you call and be like, I'm headed home. I'll be like, nah, pull up over here. We ain't got a fuck.
Yeah.
Yeah. That could definitely happen.
That's fair.
Cause my shit probably didn't go through what I already tried to order. So she don't really bored. So pull up, man. That's why I did new Magic Johnson shit. That's on goddamn
HBO.
HBO. I was about to say the wrong
shit. But then wake up in the morning, goddamn. Sucky.
HBO Max and relax.
So what happens? What happens when?
Are you still watching?
Huh? I'm still watching. What happens when they arrive and you got one thing on your mind and they got something else on their mind?
Y'all would never know. Y'all would never know.
Who?
What? You wouldn't know what was on somebody else's mind.
Ask them.
Nah, like some shit like that. Like if I'm pulling up at your house at 3 o'clock to fuck, we finna fuck. I'm finna tell you like I'm here to fuck. Let's get it.
Okay, let's say y'all want to send a text message.
If you call me, tell me one way, I'm gonna be like, hey, stop and get some rubber because I ain't got none.
All the shit. Nigga.
So I'm letting you know what I'm on for you even.
Yeah.
Hey, get some rubber and some blunts.
And if she say, what we need that for? Bitch, don't need time.
And some throat number.
Yeah, some throat lashes. Because she turn around and be like, nah, I ain't really want to do that. Well, hey, baby, I'm finna lay down.
Yeah, I'm tired. I'll catch you tomorrow.
I'm finna lay down because it's 3 o'clock in the morning. Here you calling me for. See, I got one of them kind of personality to say everything that I'm
thinking.
That's
what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Say it.
Yeah, you calling me for at 3 o'clock. Cheers, shout you, Craig. Go home.
You want to shoulder the crown at 3 o'clock in the morning. Go home, bitch.
I answer.
But you know what them shoulders, you know what them shoulders turn into.
Hello?
Yeah.
Shoulder the crown, dick the rattle.
No, a shoulder the crown turns into a what?
You know that.
She laying on your abs.
So what's the latest? What's the latest? What's the latest? It ain't got to be 3 a.m., I say. And I'm being extreme after the sun go down, it's going down. But 3 a.m., 2 a.m.
Okay, freaky 1 a.m. Nikki.
The latest?
What's the latest? What's what?
It ain't no time.
What the fuck you going over at 10 p.m. for?
No. Don't come to my house at night.
That's what I just said. When the sun go down, it's going down.
The freaks come out at night.
When the sun go down, it's going down.
What are you coming over that late for?
Oh, God.
The freaks come out at night.
What do we need to talk about that we can't wait till the morning?
Yeah.
You saying talk?
Come talk on, about what?
Yes. Call me. Call me.
What
are they coming for, though?
She come over your house late night and don't fuck you. She gonna go tell her friend he lying, really.
And go fuck somebody else.
Exactly.
Like, and go fuck somebody else.
He didn't even try me.
Right. Me.
Yeah. He's definitely gonna.
That's my friend. I go smoke up all his weed, leave, and go fuck somebody else.
That's what I'm saying.
Nigga reaching at that pussy all back. Damn, girl, you look. You know, as soon as you walk in the door, damn, that shit looking good,
nigga,
girl.
You grabbing ass from the
door. I'll let you know I'm on.
The door hug is full of ass crack.
I'm hugging you from the back.
Let you know,
to tear you up.
You start doing all that.
And you gotta come down hard, too. Fuck out.
Bitch, get.
What happened with the Drewski skit? Kodak, tell us what happened. I ain't watch this shit.
All right, so the Drewski skit was he was playing like a dude, like, you know, when you're at a party and it's always one or two niggas that always be like, bro, let's take a shot. He'd be telling bitches, take a shot. But he really just trying to get the hoes drunk. Every time he goddamn pulled a shot, they goddamn got three times more looking they shot than they got. He every opportunity he got throughout the party, he trying to get the hoe.
So that's what they was going in on, saying he on some other shit.
He's like a predator.
They were saying he was promoting rape culture, but that wasn't.
That's the same shit. Obama was talking about.
Hold up.
The one guy that we had, Charleston.
Yeah, he trying to lessen her. I guess that was saying. I don't like that drunk ass pussy though.
Definitely though. But you know, you gotta get.
It depends, because it's different kinds of drunk pussy.
I'm talking about that too drunk pussy. Like, I'm overpouring the whole drinking, like, she too drunk. Yeah, that shit gonna dry up.
But even that, that's like,
it's just the looking for the vibe, man. Open people.
Yeah,
bitch, I want you to already be ready, man.
Because on the other end of that, you don't want the niggas in the party to start drinking all the liquor. They're gonna be on some extra shit. Now, ain't even no party.
They finna leave. Oh, what they were trying to say? They were trying to say he was wrong for saying that?
Yeah, they tried.
Basically, they were saying that he was promoting rape culture, because the whole video he had, it was like two girls there, and he's sitting there like.
And then he was like, oh, yeah, they going.
And he like, oh, you going? You're loose now? Like, and he like, you know, trying to get her loose. Like,
oh, yeah, they
had to go to the back room with him, basically.
They about to be going for real.
Yeah, you know how when you at the party, and it's always like one or two dudes that's always around the girls trying to get them more drunk than everybody like else. Being creep shit. That's basically all his videos bring awareness to him. Yeah.
It was like a skit.
Yeah, it was a skit.
It's the same way.
Niggas was mad because niggas is creepy.
Yeah, but niggas got mad because it was bringing awareness to the shit that they be doing.
But nah, it was the same shit he was doing a few weeks ago. He was talking about how like niggas be overdoing it on drugs and shit. You know how like he was saying niggas be going to sleep on live or whatever because they be on so many drugs. His shit is the same. He be talking about real shit that be happening.
He just bring awareness to shit that's currently happening.
It be funny.
You know? Yeah, that shit funny, but
that shit was real though. Like, cause niggas really do be like that, but they don't see it as them being like creepy. That's what I'm saying.
People
like,
just always looking for a reason to hate on a nigga crap.
Yeah.
Mm.
That's the way I look at it.
Yeah.
At the end of the day, nigga, this shit go on every day. Everybody who get a bitch, whatever, you trying to lessen her. Here you go, baby. Whatever. You don't want any drink. You don't want any smoke. That's just how it goes.
Yeah.
Bitch, I ain't saying up in the goddamn pour it down your throat or pour you no hoe. That niggas just going to do that. Like, what you like, I got.
It's actually in a nigga's mind being hospitable.
Like, I'm not trying to convince you of shit. What do you like? I have it here.
Yep.
And then
no matter what it is.
Mm. And then what some women, if a guy don't even offer that, we be like, damn, he ain't even offer me a drink.
It's really a thin line between a nigga being hospitable and him being a creep. Because
it ain't no thin line between being hospitable and a creep. A creep is very out there.
Yeah,
you're a creep.
What you just said?
Yeah, because we pushing P, you come in, baby.
Creeps,
we see this shit.
Creeps are aggressive. Hospitable people are subtle.
I'm talking about the video.
So in the video, what was he being a creep?
Yeah, he was being a creep.
It felt like a little bit, What made it creep was the nigga was like, yeah, these motherfuckers going now. They ready to go.
But he wasn't taking a shot himself. That's awesome.
But he's still doing the same.
He joined the creep, bro.
Yeah. The
whole, yeah, comedian.
Yes.
Yeah, he don't. I don't think he said I advocate this shit. No, he just being
the. No, he really saying out loud what a nigga thinking in their mind.
Exactly. Mm.
But now I was looking at. I saw the video on Instagram first. Now I was looking at him commenting on people's shit. Like he was like, "Yeah, bro, niggas really be like this." Like it wasn't him saying this is okay. It was saying this is how niggas really be.
Yes.
Mm.
This is just reality.
For sure. Mad that somebody's showing it to y'all.
I ain't no creep, bro. You're a creep. The one who says it, son. They just feel like he hate because he putting them up on game.
Hit dogs home.
Okay, so let me ask y'all this then. So back to like the question. So if you do come over at booty call hours and no booty call occurs, are you upset that you wasted your time?
Can you kick her out?
Hell yeah.
You can, what you mean, can you kick her out?
You can kick her out.
You can kick anybody out of your house.
Saying, like, when she come over and then she like,
oh, I got a story.
But if you, but you, if nah, you, if you, pre- if you,
I got a story.
You niggas ain't that pressed for pussy like that.
Yeah, yo. No, for
kick
sure.
Her out.
I ain't gonna kick out.
Some people are.
I let her sleep in the other room or something.
No, hold on. I got,
that sound about right.
I got a story. Shit really happened. So back when I was working at my old radio job, this chick, it was like 1 o'clock in the morning. She said, hey, come over. So, you know, 1 o'clock in the morning, hell yeah. Think your shit about to go down. So goddamn, she answered the door in some lingerie and shit. I'll never forget this shit. Do the ass grab from the door. Bow. There. So we kicking it in the bed. She get on top, kissing the nigga. Whoop doop whoop. Next thing I know, she hop off and got that roll over and start going to sleep.
She tried you.
You want me to tell you?
She tried you.
What?
She tried you.
Your bruh probably stuck. Yeah. Yeah.
You smell like shit. You
came on and you wiped that good. You wiped that good. We went to the bathroom. You ain't do something, bitch.
Someone
like,
right.
Someone right.
Like, bottom me up. Like, bruh, oh, Lord.
This is not working.
Someone yeah. Right. On your part.
I left.
This ain't
she wanted you to
I left. I left. What you gonna do?
She wanted you to.
It wasn't even no conversation. It wasn't even. It wasn't even no conversation.
Yeah, like, yeah, I wasn't even told that story.
Hey man, you got, it's real life. It's just big facts, right?
Damn, yeah.
But this
was years
this
ago.
This is like embarrassing facts. Like,
this is years ago.
But okay.
That shit not happening now.
Did you like?
Have you thought of her since?
Yeah.
No.
She ghosted saw, you
no,
after that too?
No. It wasn't no ghost, nigga. I ghosted her.
How?
She saw. All right.
She
so
flipped off.
You ghosted her you, and she rolled no, let, off let, of let me you tell, in let me the tell middle you how. Of the bed?
Let me tell you how.
How you ghosted?
Because I seen her at a
fringe.
I seen her at a house party. I seen her at a house party.
She was Pamela James?
What?
She was here with her. She
No. She. Damn, can a nigga tell the story? So I seen her at a house.
It really sound like some bullshit. Call that.
I seen her at a house party a few years after that shit, and she saw me.
Start laughing.
I swear to God.
Shitty person in the bed, man.
She saw me. She was like, "What's up, Kodak?" And I was like, "I remember what you did. Don't talk to me." So that's, she was like,
"You ain't do that, bro.
That's cap.
That sounds lame. That sounds real lame."
Wait, so y'all remember what you did? Don't look.
So y'all really think I be on? Y'all really think
cold cap?
Yes, what reason do I have to lie?
We're not saying you lied. The story just right, don't sound right.
Cause you came with us. You came with us smelling like chicken. That girl, like, come
or
on.
Or shitting. Shitting.
I promise you.
All that shit mixed up in the bowl, so you know.
It don't even matter because you ain't finna say you ever smacked. Yeah, JK, like, you know, it don't matter. Just stop.
Playing in the gym.
Niggas not lying.
Stop while you're
here. She went right, Kodak.
The fact that she had a lingerie and rolled over on you, yeah, something was wrong with you.
Why I got? So why I got to be Kodak? Why can't be something wrong with her?
Why would she what? Invite you?
You went to her.
To give you some pussy.
Yeah.
You
gonna still hit if she would have let you hit. So what you was wrong with her?
You still hit right now.
I put you hit. Maybe she's just crazy. Shit.
No, maybe she wasn't right.
You're in denial.
Hold your L, though.
No.
No, hold your L.
It wasn't me. It wasn't me. Fuck that. It wasn't me.
You know hard. Just say that.
Yeah.
You said what?
She didn't feel that poker. She didn't feel nothing poker.
It was. The poker was out.
But she didn't feel it. Sometimes as girls, if like we don't.
I mean, like it's small.
And if we don't feel like it's what it's supposed to be, we'll find a reason to escape go.
Man, shit. Well, after the fact, she was
not about to waste my time.
Yeah.
Well, after. After the fact, she was talking to me. I wasn't talking to her, so shit, you know.
All right. So you won after you got
rolled. Yeah, I won.
Hold your L.
Only one of us is blocked on Instagram.
You ain't hit.
So you blocked her?
Hell yeah.
Yeah, bro. You petty.
You're
a girl.
You petty, bro.
Yeah.
That's so petty.
So for the niggas, if a girl come over there and acting like she don't want to fuck, would you jack off and then put out? I'll do that while she right there. Pervert. Hey, your Uber on the way. Get out.
Jay, where you find this guy?
Where you find like, this nigga been like this the whole 20 years I done known this nigga, man. It used to be worse, believe it or not.
She like, see what you could have had.
Just like the energy. Your ass out.
Oh, my goodness.
She might feel like, I don't really want to do it like on the first night. I'm like, all right, cool.
Don't come at 2 o'clock then, baby.
That shit'll piss me off. Like if I called a nigga over to my house to fuck and we didn't, and I'm like in my mind, like I'm already like ready to fuck, like, and
this nigga
wanna
have morals.
I know, like it's finna go down, and I'm imagining all the different ways it's gonna go down and all of that shit, and this nigga gets over here and nothing happens, like.
Now you know how we feel.
That shit might make me nut up, like, for real.
Now you know how we
feel. Nigga wanna have balls when they come over.
Sometimes niggas know goddamn them nuts ain't right. Like, I really need to take a shower.
See,
I really need to take a shower.
I just ask, like, you need to shower? Like, what we here for?
Wait, what you gonna do? What?
Me too.
Like, I'm one of them. Me too. Like, I take over.
Cause some of the girl know.
Why am I here?
Some of the girl, I like give a towel and red. Like, here you go, baby. Go take off.
Oh yeah, that's already laying on the bed when you come.
Take off.
Yeah. I can't get in the bed without taking a shower.
Yeah, I'd be like, oh, I'm here. Can I?
Just I can't get in my own bed without taking a shower. I'm definitely not getting in somebody else's bed.
Man, we don't want to hear that because old girl rolled off on you. So
what kind of laundry she had on, yike?
She was pink. I forgot. It was a while
ago. He remembers.
Oh, poor thing.
Yeah, poor fuck. Shit. I'm up. Nah, I ain't gonna do it like that.
Shoot your shot.
You put a couple of hundred on the dress.
Nah.
She was saying no. Yeah. When she turned over, it was over with.
Hey, but man. Are you sure? Because sometimes girls do the rollover and they want you to come cuddle behind them.
That shit risky. I ain't do that. Nah, that shit risky, bro.
How's that risky?
What you mean risky?
In lingerie and she kissing them.
Cause I'm a nigga that need like, we need to both be ready for this shit. Y'all ain't
finna. How's that not
consensual?
Yeah, exactly. You got there. She roll over. You got to get behind and say, get off me.
What's not consensual?
A nigga that
no,
need
no, I'm saying no. No. Bank, the only one got what I just said. I said I need that mother to be. I don't want to goddamn put no moves in for it. We both need to be pushing for this shit to happen.
Nah, I put some moves in.
I ain't putting no moves in.
I got the.
If I
act like you going to sleep, I'm gonna put that shit on your back.
Yeah, like you.
I gotta put.
Like I'm laying down too, but slowly trying to rub titties like no. Yeah. I'm going to sleep like
laying down. You sticking it up in there,
huh?
Laying behind the slow, getting it up in there.
I'm rubbing your leg and shit first. You ain't saying that?
Nope, I'm out of
getting it to go close to the inner thigh.
Hell no.
So when she rolled up, you got to
be out there. Once she was facing that way, I faced that way. Now I started calling the Uber.
So, oh, you're a quitter.
Oh, yeah, you in your feeling. You was in your feeling.
Wow.
You just got in your feeling. You probably.
Yeah,
I'm going to see what's up with that puss.
Fuck that.
You going to call me over here.
I fought with Kodak, but I'm willing to bet if he called that girl right now, she would tell a different story.
I looked at my block list the other day. She should have.
She would tell a different story. She would tell a different story.
Because she rolled over.
What you say? What? Well, I blocked her?
Okay, how did she get off of you?
No, really, what I blocked her for was the incident that happened afterwards. Like, the shit at the party.
What happened? Because
when I didn't want to talk to her there, she started getting, like, loud and shit.
How? What she said?
But nigga, that's why you told the truth.
What she said? What she tell him?
No, it wasn't no shit like that because I didn't even bring up past incidents. But
she got loud. What she say?
She was like, "Oh, this nigga, da da da." Well,
da 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 da.
She was starting. No,
this nigga man ain't getting no pussy.
Right?
No, you know, educated bitches be listening to credentials when the nigga curve them. So she was like, "Well, I got all this shit going for me." Da 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 da.
Ho ho ho! You said educated bitches list their credentials when a nigga curves them.
Yes,
but she jumped off of the top of you.
So but no. But at the party, a nigga didn't want to talk to her.
At the party. She got the first kill. Like she got the first.
Well, I got the second kill, motherfucker. I apparently won the one. She got her. She got her.
Second only counts.
You got your feelings first.
But
you went home. You went home and boohoo, nigga.
I didn't boohoo. It wasn't no boohoo.
That shit don't matter.
Why did she start going off?
Because I didn't want to talk to her then.
Oh, so she was like, oh, you old punk ass nigga, you acting funny, da 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 da.
Facts.
Okay, and then she's like, you acting funny because I didn't let your ass.
It wasn't, I don't even know if she brought up all that shit because I be tuning that. Because there's other bitches there. Why would I?
So she approached you after she killed your face? That doesn't make sense.
Killed who? In front of who? That shit didn't happen?
That shit between me and you.
How you embarrassing me? Don't nobody else know that shit happened but us.
Bro, you should be internally embarrassed.
Bro, take your L, bro.
That's why he blocked.
Just take the L, bro.
Yeah, man. This shit crazy, man.
That shit happened like 6 years.
We all have L's in life.
That shit happened like 6 years ago. I'm up now.
Oh, jeez.
This was
God bless the homies and nobody else.
Big fact. Okay.
Seeing our communities grow and thrive is something we care deeply about here at Black Tech Green Money. State Farm Insurance also cares about the growth of black communities. They're actively investing in programs and initiatives that help provide financial literacy, give early career advice, and grow black-owned businesses, thus leading to generational wealth, which helps protect the future of our communities. We want to build a future that we all can be proud of. State Farm understands that representation alone doesn't equate to authenticity. It also requires active sponsorship of programs like the AXO, a year-long program that recognizes and rewards high school students for their academic and cultural achievements, along with funding programs like Project Ready, a national Urban League program committed to educational achievement of black and brown youth that has awarded over $11 million in scholarship offers to date. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities and can have a long-lasting impact. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream.
Connect the shower. Lather up with the news. Sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work. In traffic, so slow.
Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Snagajob is where America goes to hire, with the deepest talent pool in hourly hiring. With access to over 6 million active hourly workers, Snagajob is the all-in-one solution for hiring high-quality employees who can cover all your needs. On-demand, temp to hire, part-time or full-time. You name the position. Warehouse worker, retail associate, grocery store clerk, fitness trainer, baker, stylist, bellhop, podcast producer? Yeah, Snagajob's got a worker for that. With our easy-to-use platform, you're able to seamlessly post and fill available positions quickly with a dedicated customer support team to provide all the help you need along the way. Kind of nice knowing you have a talent pool like that in your own backyard, right? Snagajob is the partner you need to keep your business running smoothly. So visit snagajob.com or text snag to 242424 to talk to an expert. Snagajob.com, where America goes to hire.
So the moral of it was booty call. After the sun go down, it's going down.
Facts.
And it depends on...
I think it's like at least like after 1, 2 in the morning.
Nigga, what? So motherfucker coming up at 12 to chill?
What time is that?
What's the difference between 12 and 1?
No, I'm just saying like...
An hour?
It shifts, baby, like a job. You can shift for me and shift for me.
Yeah, night shift.
It shifts.
Day shift, night shift.
Oh, well.
That's how that shit go.
But I mean, that shit really all depends because it depends on how you call because you can call at 2 o'clock in the day and what's happening.
She just said something.
I personally don't like but to the do it like
the expectation
the day,
ain't gonna be the same in the middle of the day. The expectation might be I'm coming to bring food, some other shit. Like the expectation ain't gonna be the same as at night.
Nah, I mean some people call man. During the day. Like what
they
you
call,
doing?
Say they
yeah, if it's coming for. If it's understood, but I'm saying the expert. Listen. If your phone rings,
you know if you a nigga dick sucker. Or not.
Yeah, you know that. She knows.
So
she
if
knows.
I'm calling you, whenever I'm calling you, I'm calling for that.
Right.
Give a fuck what time, whenever it is.
That's all I'm saying.
You know I'm not calling to say let's go to the movies.
No, you know.
Well, I call you say what you doing to me. Can we fuck?
Yeah. What I'm saying is,
where you at? Are you close enough to fuck?
If you just met a female, the phone ringing at 2 p.m. gonna look different than ringing at 2 a.m.
Oh yeah.
You see what I'm saying? 2 p.m., you ain't got no expectations.
Yeah, yeah.
2 a.m.,
yeah.
Like, oh, shit.
Yeah.
Facts.
It's gonna be different.
Facts. Facts.
Yeah.
That's
facts.
What it is.
Yeah, definitely.
You ever miss them? What? Where you at?
2 p.m. might be goddamn.
2 p.m.
2 p.m. Yeah, might be setting it up for 2 a.m.
Yeah, for right. 2 a.m. Yeah, definitely.
Right.
2 p.m. might.
2 p.m. might be the temperature check.
Yeah. Yeah. 2 p.m. Yeah, like, let's go get some food.
I want. Yeah. I want.
What you doing later? Because I gotta go handle my business. You know, you gotta act like you gotta handle some business. Even you ain't got shit to do.
Yeah, you can't be.
Yeah, you gotta start that shit all the way out until 2 a.m.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Come back and forth with me later. Woo woo.
Definitely.
You can't be too available.
Yeah, you ready.
Pull up.
Hey, the see. Address. Yeah. Or she say she got to work, and then she say she get off at 2. You hit me when you get off.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
She hit you, then you, it's up.
Mm-hmm.
Fact.
Mm-hmm. Especially if so she's a nighttime entertainer.
What we talking about this shit for?
Booty it's call out.
Yeah.
The key word was lust.
That was lust, yeah. That's all lust.
Nah, but the question is after somebody, 2 a.m. automatically booty call out?
Right. The answer absolutely is yes. Yeah.
We can agree.
You changed your shit. You said no.
At a house. I at a spot is different.
At a spot is different.
But at my personal crib.
I agree. At the spot, hell no.
But I know some thoughts that have gotten fucked in the spot.
See, that's
thoughts in the spots. New podcast coming soon.
Spot, man.
Thoughts in the spots. Write that down.
Hold on. At a spot looking like houses, though. Spots ain't looking like spots. We got art and shit in our spot. Tables and nice shit.
Yeah.
So, and the beds are nice. Shit is like an Airbnb.
Real nigga shit, yeah. Facts.
Very inviting.
So you think when you first meet a motherfucker, no matter if it what, just like a meet, like, I might not meet you on no relationship shit, and like, I'm a fucker, or I'm a fuck him. What y'all think?
That's the automatic.
Yeah,
that's human nature.
That happens a lot.
That's human nature. Uh-huh.
When you first meet somebody, do you already know in your head, like,
is you gonna fuck,
I'm gonna fuck him?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah,
I don't see a chick and be like, "Damn, we're making for a good relationship." Nah, nigga, trying to beat.
I can.
Know what I'm saying, like, even if it could be like some friendship shit, like, yeah. But you just see, like, we kind of got some men up fucking up.
Yeah,
off the rip. You could be goddamn comfortable.
Even if we never do it, but you just know, like, I'm in on him.
Yeah, it's a strong possibility.
The way you feel him, Scream?
Possibly.
The way she look at you.
Got that from Cat.
Possibly.
I don't know. No.
You know. Shut up. You look at a nigga. I'm just saying, like, you come around a nigga, you know if you're attracted to the person
off the rip. Yeah.
So that's the same thing.
Human nature, you look at somebody and you know if you're attracted to them.
That's what I'm saying. That's the same thing. So that's like, what I should have said.
So if you give your info to a nigga, like, out in public, you already, is that in the back of your mind? Like, damn, I might fuck this nigga.
Yes.
That's a good question.
Everybody say this.
That's what
I'm saying. That's my main approach. Like, when I see it, like,
unless he do something to turn y'all off or some shit.
But you got bitches that'll say that, let you know they want to fuck you too. Like, I got to stab around you. We can't be in no closed area. They let you know.
Yeah. Those are like,
we cool.
But I
keyword,
like,
yeah.
Ooh, boy, you smell too good today. I got to stab around you.
Are you toxic?
You want to fuck.
You toxic, bro. Yeah. You making me do stuff on.
Yeah, like, drop them.
Yeah, you toxic. Yeah, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You feel what I'm saying?
Yeah. Yeah. That's that indirect letting you know, just checking your pressure.
But you can't say, I tried you.
Yeah, that's just letting you know that the door open for you to try me next.
Yeah.
You can't say, I said it to you. Yeah. Open up the door. Come on, say that shit.
And then after enough back and forth, okay, how we finna do this shit?
Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah.
Right place, right time. It's
my place or yours, man. Mm-hmm.
Once you be on one,
she
might do it right there in the car.
Oh, shit.
Okay, so let me ask y'all this. Now that you said, like, something about the car. So, I'm about to ask y'all a question. What's better, like, the traditional bed sex or the spontaneous sex in different places?
Don't matter.
It depends on the person.
Yeah, it depends on the person, I guess.
It depends on the person.
Dave?
Because you can get some good ass head, some car head, that'd you be better than some...
Like, okay, is it better to have... Or would you rather have, like, traditional bed sex? Or would you like to go fuck in the park after dark? Or fuck on the balcony or some shit like that? Or on the side of the highway?
She said, what would you prefer?
Some shit like that.
It's
like,
situational. Like, yeah. It depends on where the move is. Yeah. We leaving the club or something. I just can't wait to get in the house. We might pull up on the in the West Night, turn the house lights on like we broke down. Yeah. Come on.
I'm fucking
straight. Yeah, that's
you might be on the you might be on a date, like on a picnic or something. Y'all out there. It's up. We ain't still gonna stop.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It all depends on the situation.
It all depends.
The back row of the movie.
I prefer the bed though, off back though.
But if we right,
I'm half and half.
Yeah, half and half. Like, we got to go, we got to go. Let's pull over.
But it's not even about going. It's about you can even plan to do some spontaneous shit. Like,
nah.
When you plan to do spontaneous shit, it don't be the same.
It don't be spontaneous, like, yeah.
It got to be what it is.
I got to follow the GPS there. I'm already horny shit. I might as well hit the shit down.
I be leaving Big Fat Live, goddamn. The other day, Shantae, she old, but she still going to get on there. I had to pull over. She want it now. What can I do? She want it now. All the way home. She been drinking that goddamn De Leon
Schmelion.
I feel good. We smelling good. Baby, we looking younger.
Let's get these.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
she let the seat down and
Shaw,
you butt ass naked in the truck, man. All right. Shit. You never know. We couldn't make it to the house. This shit an hour away.
Yeah.
It's situational, man.
Okay, so do you think it also, outside of the situation, do you think it depends on the person?
Yeah.
You think you could be reattracted to a person?
What you mean?
Like, say, Vince, if you fuck with somebody and then you just lose it for them, do you think you could get that back?
Mm-hmm. Hell no. So why lose it in the first place?
Is it a are you saying, like, physical? Because I think you could be, like, reattracted to someone physically versus, like, you know,
I think it's possible for you to be reattracted to that person, but whatever happened to initially make you lose that attraction is always going to be in the back of your mind.
So you ain't gonna have
No, I mean, it's possible to get
speaking,
it back.
We speaking all the way just physical saying, shit.
That's what I've been saying. Do you
physical shit.
Do you think? I'm just gonna keep asking questions. Do you think attraction is more physical or mental?
It depends on what attraction.
Starts physical
every
for sure.
Starts physical.
Yeah. What you think holds it the longest?
For sure, mental.
Mental.
Personality.
Because a lot of people be bad as fuck, but mother be stupid. Like, you can't fall in love with nobody that's stupid.
Cause I don't give a fuck how good you look. If my mind ain't in it, or if I don't look at you like that, I can't fuck you. Like, I can't even get in the mood to get right to be able to fuck you. Like, if my mind ain't there, or if I'm not, like, I don't necessarily want to say in love, but like, if it's not some kind of something there, like, I don't even want to touch
it. And it's not even like when you say mental, it's not even all the way IQ every time. Cause like, sometimes you can fall in love with somebody's ambition. Like, damn, you want to do a lot. I like that shit. You got plans for life and shit. But a motherfucker that ain't got plans for shit, like, damn, bro, you just want to exist in this motherfucker.
It's just the motivation.
Yeah, like, yeah, exactly.
Drive, that's the motivation. Me,
yeah.
Like, a kid that drive, like, motivate me.
Yeah, like, but when somebody's not motivated to do shit, they ain't got no plans, hell no.
That ain't it.
Mm. But if you bad, you can get hit.
You can get hit, but that's as far as it's going to go.
Exactly.
It ain't going to go no farther. Man.
The best sex is with somebody you really care about.
Facts. That's why.
For real.
That's why casual sex really got down. I almost played out.
I agree.
Casual sex is whack.
Yeah, I can't really fuck no hoe on light.
No, period. I can't hit. Have I no can't. Nobody.
Period.
That shit on.
I gotta like you to have sex with you.
Yeah. I got
it. Cause
I
like, why are we here?
Like, even be turned on.
Cause my dick was off for a few minutes. That was it. That was really.
Niggas might be able to do that, but I don't think women can.
I can't. No,
I used to when I was younger.
I gotta like you. I
got to, cause I'm gonna be bored. Like, I'm gonna get, and you ain't gonna annoy me after a little bit. Like, relax.
Why are you gonna roll over?
Never forget.
In 2022, they're doing a different kind of rolling over.
I think Scream got contact.
Anybody need smoke?
Or something. Maybe it's the glue that they use to put the shit together.
It's a mixture of all that shit.
Yeah, like.
I got a question. Do you think lust can turn into love? Like,
for sure.
Yeah. Definitely.
Yeah.
Now you, for sure. You lust for a person.
How you think these hoes get turned into housewives?
Yeah.
We can go the other way too.
So do you think that you can teach somebody how to love you? Or you think a person's supposed to already kind of have?
See, because when you try to teach somebody how to love you, like, you're basically trying to project your love language onto them. Yeah. And if you try to get them to love you how you want them to love you and not how they want to love you, like from themselves, that shit ain't never gonna work.
It's just supposed to be organic. Like, to
yeah, that shit ain't never gonna work.
And she gonna know.
You gonna waste so much time trying to teach this person how to love you till it's gonna be like you're gonna resent them eventually.
Okay, I got another question. Do you think
you can teach them how to love you if they want to?
If they want to learn,
if they saying like what it takes?
Yeah.
What do you need?
They gotta be open to it.
But then it's like you're teaching them from your point of view.
But you teaching me how to treat you.
It's a learning curve in relationships. It's definitely a learning curve.
But you gotta give people that grace to learn you though. Because a lot of people be like, oh, well, he ain't get this shit right the first time. Well, fuck him. I'm gonna find somebody else. Then, well, ain't nobody gonna get it right the first time. That's not how life works. If you trying to do some new shit, you never gonna get that shit right the first time. Love included. So give people grace to learn you and how to treat you.
You definitely got to learn a motherfucker before you try to love a motherfucker for real.
For sure, for sure.
You got to do that because
you got to teach a motherfucker how to keep your attention.
Exactly.
That's solid.
You got it because I got to let you know if you want the hoe that doing that, I ain't finna stay around that.
But the last nigga probably would have been okay with that, but you not. That's why they gotta learn you.
Exactly. Yeah, I'm not the last That's nigga, bro.
It's a learning curve.
Like, cause certain shit, motherfuckers come in a relationship thinking that every nigga going for the same shit. Every nigga ain't going for the same shit. Shout out with him.
Yeah.
You gotta unlearn that, or else you were gonna lose me.
Yeah, cause.
But then that means you have to teach them because if that person been that's going
what
I'm for saying. Something,
that's what I was, that's what I made me say that.
But then
relationships, you got to teach me now that.
And, but they
that's
also
what I said, you really have to teach. Exactly.
But they also got to be willing to learn because some people be like, "Well, that's just how I am.
That's
well,
not for not, you.
Well, we're not gonna be together.
That's not for you.
Well, we're not gonna be together.
If I love you enough, I'm gonna be like, wait, hold on, what I gotta do? Okay,
that's what I was just about to say. Like, at what point does the teaching become babysitting?
When it's not being accepted, when I don't see you trying to correct the things that I don't like,
you just rejecting everything.
You just sticking to your own.
No, you saying like yeah, but you still doing
the same bullshit.
That's who you are.
Like
you're not trying to learn. You're not trying to, because relationships are work.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Y'all gotta work at a relationship. Because I can wake up every day on some bullshit, but I gotta be able to communicate that with you, like.
Mm-hmm.
I'm on some bullshit within myself because I know you can feel this energy and you could think that it's something that you're not doing.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Like we could be to ourselves so much that we could push a person away. You know what I'm saying? So you gotta, she gotta be able to tell you like, well, when you be getting your moods or whatever, I feel like it's me. And then every time you knowing you in your mood, you gotta be able to express that in this. Hey, even if you're lying. Even if you is in the mood with her, hey baby, it ain't even. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
That's well put.
You feel me?
No, that's well.
That's just how it go, bro. Because that's the same thing in teaching a person how to love you or how to for you to continue to love them. Because you can do certain shit, and I can keep it in my mind and on my heart, and not even fuck with you the way you want me to fuck with you. Because I ain't communicating.
That I didn't like the shit that you did.
Exactly. Because I'm trying to let you be you.
Right.
I can't let you be you if it's going to affect me because then I'm going to affect you.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And then the compromise is going to cancel out and it's just going to go left.
Yeah.
It's not going to make
then
sense.
Then we just in some shit doing some bullshit.
No, yeah.
Worse from bank.
No, go ahead.
Let's go. Let's go.
All right. I got another one. Do you think that two people set in their ways can still be in a relationship?
No.
Relationship?
Yeah, if they made for each other.
Yeah, me and Shantae said, she said in the ways, I'm setting my way.
They made for each other.
But y'all were setting y'all's ways together. Y'all grew up together. That's
yeah,
like,
but I'm saying, but she crazy as fuck and I'm crazy as fuck. So
but y'all don't got to change for
but you guys, is crazy complements each other.
That's like, what she's saying though.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
like,
she asked, could it,
that's what she's saying. Asked, can it happen?
Yeah.
Nah, but see.
Not if it's a conflict.
No, but see, like
you saying, trying it was, to say basically not as a grown person.
Yeah.
She's saying y'all
you
did
can't
as
teach
kids
an old dog
so
new
long.
Tricks.
Can two 40-year-olds set in their ways get together? Can it work? 40? And it work. It can work.
I think so.
It can work. But it might not be likely, but it can work.
Because the friction may be the shit that y'all love.
That's what I was just about to say.
But if their ways is already a match, then that neither party has to change, then it's going to work. But if y'all setting your ways and y'all are conflicting on things.
It get deep. Some people like bullshit. Some people attracted to bullshit.
But see those types of...
That shit going to be toxic, fuck everybody up.
Yeah, some people do that shit for decades. They like it. Some people cannot be. Some people can't be in a calm, regular, good, happy situation.
That type of shit is stressful.
No, I get it. I ain't like that. I'm just saying there are some people.
I see what you're saying.
That some will call me all the time talking about the bullshit. But I'm like, bro, you're not gonna leave.
You're not gonna
leave. You like that shit at this point. Mm-hmm. 10 years later, 15 years later, you like that shit.
Yeah, some people like chaos.
Some people are attracted to drama. Some people have to have drama filled relationships.
Yeah, a lot of people can't live without it.
Yeah.
So in that
some people might have. You done said this before. A nigga might get a female everything she wanted. It's a good, flowing, calm, peaceful relationship, and she'll run. And the other way around.
Yeah, because that ain't what she wants. You can go through all that bullshit. Both of y'all saying y'all want something else from each other, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But then when you finally get to that point, like, okay, we here now. I'm actually doing this. I'm coming in the house every day. I'm with you.
Get bored.
Now that get on your nerve.
Right.
Mm-hmm. It's a word for that, too. Damn.
Crazy.
Shit you think you want.
Crazy. It's crazy.
Because you already.
Self-sabotage. Self-sabotage.
No, self-sabotage is like Scream said, when you get all the nice shit that you think you want and you run from it before you ruin it. Mm. That's self-sabotage.
Mm. Or ruin it.
But that's self-sabotage.
Before you get a chance to run from it?
Yeah. Either way.
Yeah.
It's good for you, but you don't want it.
Or it's good for you and you feel like it's too good to be true, so you feel like you're gonna go ahead and fuck it up.
Or you're just not ready for it. Because sometimes you have the perfect situation fall in your lap and you're like, damn, mentally, I'm not even prepared for this shit.
That's actually probably most relationships, though.
Yeah.
Like I'm telling you, you kind of do need something in your relationship, some type of spark. I ain't saying it gotta be drama and all that shit, but you kind of need to go through something. My opinion.
Yeah.
Make you stronger.
I feel like that's like in every relationship, not even just romantic. Like, shit. Mm-hmm. You gotta face some type of trauma. Not trauma at all. You gotta face some type of conflict to see how strong this shit is gonna be.
Something creates the bond.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Something creates the
because
bond.
Because if you go through something and then you never internally experience anything, once it's an outside force, the shit is gonna break y'all.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Makes sense.
I don't know, man. I just feel like, shit, y'all really want me to work, anything to work.
That too?
Yeah. And sometimes one party may be looking for an out. I'm waiting for some shit to happen. So mm-hmm.
How many situations we on scene where we like, man, they ain't going to make it, and they make it, and then, oh, we know they going to make it, and they don't make it. We see that shit every day. Mm-hmm. So you can't really sit from the sideline and say, well, it's them two people. They going to figure out what they going to do, if it's going to work, not work, whatever. You know what I mean? My opinion.
Mm-hmm.
For Shosky.
Yeah.
Got another question.
Let's go.
It's different though. It's more so for y'all. Shy facts. Y'all married. What happens if your wife and your sister get into it and they want to fight? Whose side?
But they don't got to fight. Y'all get on out though. I let them get out there one time. Yeah, my wife and my sister got in the yard when we first met. Y'all get on out though.
I ain't never experienced. I ain't, get on out there, man. I ain't been there.
What?
She ain't finna never stop, and you ain't finna never stop, and y'all trying to put me in the middle of that shit. Now they cordial. We cordial.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Strange,
even my mama and my wife, like.
You say it right. You got to let it be.
You got to let it be, because soon as you pick
the
side.
Sometimes that shit be like family tests. Like, some people family going to test you.
But I got to let my wife know this, my sister, and let my sister know this, my wife.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Right. Yeah.
Like, don't get it fucked up. If you wrong, I'm going to tell you wrong in the situation.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? I ain't picking no side. You wrong, Tara. Mm. Are you wrong, Shante?
Mm. Yeah.
How you expect the girl to do this?
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Just straight up.
They gotta get out there.
Y'all see each other. Y'all wanna hit.
Yeah. You gotta get it off. Don't let it build up.
Hit.
Yeah.
I think that made them closer. Y'all right? They little bitch a fight. You know what I'm saying? We don't hit. shit, okay, we know what it'll go to. Yeah. So now when they have little conflicts, it'd be like, I ain't stunt Tyra, I ain't stunt Shante. I know Shante on her bullshit or Tyra on her bullshit. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah. Yeah.
So it's like a mutual respect. Know. I know we'll hit. Yeah. And I know my brother ain't breaking up. And I know my husband ain't breaking up. Shit. I'm finna laugh. Popcorn. Tear this shit up. Hold up. Get out my car. Get out my car. On the middle of the street. Shit. Real shit.
Damn. Damn. Stupid as hell.
That's funny as shit.
Show breaking up the fight.
Why do you think I'm breaking up a fight?
Show breaking up
when
the
you
fight.
See me breaking up a fight?
Come on, guys.
You're not letting Jessica fight.
I let people handle their business.
You let Jessica
fight. I mind my business.
You love that girl too much, bro.
Absolutely, but I love my sister too.
But Scream up.
And then if you break up the fight, neither one of them not going to respect it. Because you're like, if who you grabbing the hardest?
Right.
Yeah, that is.
Stay out of it.
That is true. You grab, yeah. Yeah,
like you grab me and then she reach over your shoulder, knock my teeth out.
Oh, you was holding me, huh? You was holding me. Y'all, you was holding me down.
Y'all
stop it. And then goddamn, they just say my sister on my wife don't get off. Like y'all break it up. Oh, my wife get.
Oh,
off.
Yeah, brutal. Somebody get the best.
Brutal, yeah.
Somebody get the best. Somebody's over with. Break get up. Let's do it again. Y'all get up. Get up. Get up. Nah, get up. Let up. Let up. Let up. Now I ain't gonna let you pound and ground.
Yeah. Crack no skulls.
Let up. Let up. I'll get that again. Up, yeah. Get up. Yeah. So y'all get run out of air.
Proceed.
Round two. I'm gonna do that with my niggas too. My niggas get in. Hold up, hold up. That's enough. Break it up, break it up, break it up, break it up. Laughing. You want some more? He wants some more. You want some more? Shit, go ahead.
Shit. I'll be cool after that shit too.
Yeah, shit. Oh, and I'm gonna make jokes all night. She whooped your ass. Try to rip it up for y'all to hit again. Like.
Bring the gloves out.
How you let her whoop your ass like that?
Sister to whoop your ass again.
Yeah, for real. Them folks ain't going now. One of them folks ain't going. Okay. They not going. Them folks is not going.
Damn.
But my sister, they love each other, okay? I could never introduce another girl. Like if I'm out in the club on my bullshit, when I be on my bullshit and see my sister something, I can't. I gotta hide this whole. Hey, move over there. Cause she not gonna go tell on me, but she gonna look like you lying. You know that girl love you. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like
yeah.
She gonna put that type of energy out there. Like even though she love you, you know what I'm saying?
That's real nigga shit though.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. So it's like a mutual respect. Like, and she know my sister, my first. Like, besides my mom and grandma, that's my first love. Like,
yeah.
So you know how that shit go.
Mm-hmm. www.bigfactspod.com. It's another Big Facts Friday.
Pollute.
Salute.
You're listening to Big Facts with Big Bank and DJ Scream. Follow Big Facts on social media at Big Facts Pod. Big Bank and DJ Scream bring you Big Facts.
Hey, man, it's all the way up.
Ladies and gentlemen.
That merch in.
Yes.
Yeah, that's right. www.bigfactspod.com.
Yeah, with the real ones one time. Y'all come get y'all some of this merch, man.
Bigfactspod.com.
Let's get it.
Get that merch right now. Shop with us.
It's all the way up. Big Fat merch.
It's going down.
Visit the new website today. www.bigfactspod.com. Visit now.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream.
Connect the shower. Lather up with the news. Sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work. In traffic, so slow.
Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Got my Prevnar 20 shot. It's a pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine. For us wise folks, it helps protect.
I'm 19, strong.
And asthmatic, and at higher risk? Get vaccinated.
But
nothing when grandma speaks.
Grandson listens.
19 or older with chronic conditions like asthma, diabetes, or chronic heart disease, or 65 plus, you may be at higher risk for pneumococcal pneumonia. Prevnar 20 can help protect you with just one dose.
Prevnar 20 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 20 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't give Prevnar 20 if you've had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with weakened immune systems may have a lower response to the vaccine. Side effects include pain and swelling at the injection site, fatigue, headache, muscle, and joint pain. For full prescribing information, please call 1-855-213-2138 or visit Prevnar20.com.
Ask your doctor or pharmacist about getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20, even if you've already received another pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.